This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
About today, TWODAAA. I'm paying attention to my spelling a lot lately, so I have to practice by spelling something wrong so that I can spell it right. You get that, Victoria?
Okay.
Victoria,
what are you always misspelling? Is there one word that always trips you up?
Well, there are a few words that trip me up, and interestingly enough, they're the I before E words that I had so much trouble with when I was in the fourth grade learning how to spell friend. That right. One I never misspell, but neighbor and way and things like that I managed to mess up from time to time. So there you go. There's personal insight, ladies and gentlemen. What's your personal insight for the day? Share it with us. Twitter. Yes, it is deep. Twitter at DJV Show. Facebook.com/DJV Show. Today is the anniversary of the first Crocodile Dundee movie being released. 30 years ago today, Paul Hogan became Crocodile Dundee. A sort of an American hero. In a manner of speaking, and he got the girl, and he actually married the girl. I'm trying to remember her name, Linda something or other. It began with a K, very Polish name. The first time she'd really been on the scene. And the two of them had a good time, I think, in three of those movies. But the first one was today, and everybody was talking about Crocodile Dundee. Have you ever seen the movie, Victoria?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Not when it came out, but I did see it later on. It was really cute. Yeah,
3 years old or something when it came out. Yeah.
Our whole family loved that movie. That was one of the... I remember all of us sitting around watching it together. That was really fun.
Yeah, it was somewhat silly.
The second one was terrible.
Yeah, the third one
that's actually gone down... Oh, there was a third one?
There was a third one, I think.
Oh. Crocodile Dundee 2, I believe, and Chucker could probably... Our movie guy could confirm this. I think it's considered one of the worst sequels ever made.
Yeah, well, you can ask him that. I'm not sure. I'll take your word for it.
But the first one was great.
Speaking about sequels, the sequel to The Real Life of Tracy Martin, Trayvon Martin, now is going to be memorialized by the mother and father. I'm remembering in my mind the courtroom when they... We're in there trying to get George Zimmerman on second-degree murder charges and what happened to Trayvon Martin. His parents are writing a book, and one wonders what will come of that. Be published in January. It's been five years.
Wow, really?
Since this happened. 5 years.
Oh, man.
And we all remember how the protests all over the country went when Zimmerman was acquitted. The book is going to be called Rest in Power, The Life of Trayvon Martin, and it's being published by Random House. It brings Trayvon back to life, says his mother, as a full three-dimensional complex child, at least through his parents' eyes. Everyone who's been reading the manuscript is in tears by the time they get to the second chapter.
Wow.
So...
Well, it's certainly an appropriate time to publish it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's a real hot-button issue right now, so...
It is. More so than it was even then, frankly.
I think it is. I think you're right. Yeah,
it is.
Well, so much has happened along that pattern. It's formed a pattern. Did they ever sue George Zimmerman for wrongful death?
A civil suit, you mean? Get money out of him?
Yeah.
I do not believe that ever happened, but I stand to be corrected if somebody... remembers that there's...
I'm just curious, because I think so many people do that now, so I wasn't sure.
Well, the most probably what brought it into the fore was the O.J. Simpson trial and the civil suit that came after that. He was found innocent of killing those two people, his wife and her friend. But then there was, I think it was a $31 million verdict that was given to the family, and that never has, they've never gotten any money out of O.J. And so that's why it was the father's name. And when I can see the father,
he wasn't it Ron Goldman Sr.
Ron Goldman,
right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, senior. Yeah. Boy, you talk about animosity that people have toward one another. Whew!
Wow.
That was more than Nancy Pelosi and Ryan, who, by the way, buried the hatchet enough to get a bill passed that will allow the government to function after Friday. It would have stopped because the end of the fiscal year for the government is the end of September. Year goes from October to October 1 to September 30th, and these guys have been fiddling around with this. I was about to use another F word, and they have been both of those things for years. We haven't had a budget in this country for years and years and years and years and years. And just as these people playing their games. And so they didn't want to have, just for the election, this sort of thing hanging over their head. But what are, is there a better example of their dysfunction than that? I don't think there is.
I know. I'm glad they're all patting themselves on the back. Thank you
we
for
got
doing
this job
your
done.
Job.
American people. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, so the cynicism, that's why we don't like to go down the political street here too much, because it becomes too cynical.
Yeah.
I suppose this could be considered good news. Hope Solo. You all know about Hope Solo, right?
Oh,
anybody
yeah.
Anybody here doesn't know about Hope Solo? Olympian, had a problem with her right shoulder for years.
But goalie, too, which
very,
is tough to you know have a shoulder yeah. problem when you're a goalie.
Exactly, yep, right. Goalkeeper, she serving a six-month suspension from the U.S. team, so thought this was a good time to have shoulder replacement surgery, and has started rehab. Don't know how long the recovery process will be, but the doctor who developed the procedure did say her recovery will be long and difficult. Who would want to do this? She can raise her arm now above her head. Couldn't do that before. This is a posting on Instagram. I'm filled with excitement knowing how life-changing this is, and I look forward to coming back healthier and stronger. Well, she's a strong, physically strong woman, 35 years old. She was suspended but from the team. She called the Swedes a bunch of cowards.
I don't remember why she said that, but that got her into, well, that got her yeah. the suspension.
Yes, it did. Yep. So anyway, she got 11 pins in her shoulder.
Oof.
Now, in a reconstructed soldier, a shoulder.
I didn't know that you could replace, I mean, you know, you hear about hip replacement, knee replacement. Uh-huh. I didn't know you could replace a shoulder.
Any socket, what is it with me, Doug? Any socket you can replace. Hips.
Wow.
Elbow, anything where there's a socket, you can put a, they cut it off above the socket, throw the old socket away, and then they put the new socket under the bone. And then put the skin and the muscles back around it, and there you go.
It's kind of amazing when you think about it.
Well, but what you need, Dr. Doug here, practicing without a license, what you need is lubrication. And if you don't, if you need knee replacement surgery, hip replacement surgery, shoulder replacement surgery, it's because you don't have enough glucosamine, chondroitin, the lubricants. I use this analogy because down on the farm, we got lots of grease and grease fittings so that we don't have to replace bearings and joints and this sort of thing. It's very akin to what we're talking about here.
Right.
If you don't lubricate your joints, then you do not have, and a lot of omega-3 is very important. Fish oil, very good for the joints. As is glucosamine, chondroitin, all these other things. But what I found out, because I have looked into this, I've got achy, sore joints and stuff. Okay, so how easy is it to do this? Not easy at all. And much easier to take something that's a good supplement and keep all this stuff lubricated. But you can't wait until it's too late. You got to be on this program from where, when you're about your age, Victoria. Mm-hmm. It's a good time to start glucosamine. If you're not on a good fish oil supplement or you're eating a lot of good fish, in this day and age, it's hard to know whether you're eating good fish or not.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, it's hard to know whether you're eating anything good. Tyson in food news, Tyson's recalling 132,000 pounds of chicken nuggets.
Ugh.
So if you like chicken nuggets, you may not want to when you go to the supermarket, choose. Notice I said supermarket, not food store.
You've gotten very good at that. You even said grocery store yesterday.
I know. but it is the food store. Anyway, Tyson Foods Panko breaded chicken nuggets. They have recalled 132,000 pounds, so that would be about 66,000 tons. That's a lot of chicken nuggets, man.
That's a lot of chicken nuggets.
Chicken. Yeah.
And the weird thing is, I heard these are actually pre-cooked. These are not raw chicken nuggets. No. These are already cooked. So what's in them that's so bad?
Well,
is it Listeria again?
And I would say that a lot of the stuff, I don't think it's Listeria because that does get cooked out. I don't know, and they don't say what the problem is.
Oh, small pieces of plastic or inside the nuggets.
Oh, good.
Lovely.
Nice. Very handy. That is a good reason. Yum, yum. How many people have chicken? You know, we have sausage and there are the so-called breakfast meats.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why what's the difference between, you can have, why do people get into those rhythms? I want sausage for breakfast and a hamburger for lunch and chicken for dinner. Why can't you have chicken for breakfast? And
it's true.
Sausage
no one
for
ever,
lunch. And,
yeah. You're right. I think chicken, for whatever reason, is the only meat that you never eat for breakfast.
Never have that.
It's so bizarre.
It is.
Food for thought.
Thank you. Food for thought. All right. 18 after the hour here on DJV's Experience.
A year and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get long sleeve tees for her, just $6.99. Toddlers tops and bottoms, only $4.99. It's the lowest prices of the season at Kohl's. The big one bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics are just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's the lowest prices of the season. Going on now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
I'm Allie Sweeney with exciting news about a fresh idea for whitening. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Clean and Fresh Toothpaste. It starts whitening immediately with an invigorating surge of cool spearmint flavor that lasts. And in just 5 days, it removes more plaque than the leading whitening toothpaste. Imagine a whitening toothpaste that does all that. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Toothpaste. Love it or your money back. Visit trulyradiant.com for offer details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So Britney's a little upset. It seems that Lifetime Television is going to present the story of her life, but she doesn't like it. She does not give them her blessing. Natasha Bassett will star as Britney Spears. The show, TV movies called Britney. It'll detail what the network describes as her tumultuous true story, including her rise to fame, her breakup with Justin Timberlake, and her fall from grace, and then coming back to life after Kevin Federline, her ex-husband. He was a dancer. I think that's how he met her, right? That's the story with him, yeah. Jason Alexander, who was her childhood friend, she married, man, remember that?
Yes.
Back in 2004, she was married to him for like 2 days or something.
55 hours.
Yeah. I remember that. That's 12 years ago? Man, it seemed that long ago. Wait. Anyway, another backup dancer named Wade Robson. She had taken a little fling with him while she was hanging around with Timberlake. And then, let's see, another... Yeah, all of the people who were a part of her life. And she doesn't want this because she's... I mean, I can understand.
I get it, yeah.
Yeah, I could... She's sort of made the... She's turned the corner on all of this stuff. And so why rehash it? What does it do? Who's going to watch this? Will you watch this?
Absolutely. There's no way I would miss this. I can guarantee Jen is going to watch this, too.
All right.
I mean, we this was the story of, this was like our tabloid couple when it was Justin and Britney together. I mean, my God, the world is still waiting for them to get back together.
I like him much better with Jessica Biel.
I think he's probably a lot better off, yeah.
Exactly, right. All right, also in the world of music, Tom Petty has been named MusicCare's Person of the Year. Tom Petty, pretty, this is, I wouldn't say a huge career, but he's had a big career.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah,
Tom
absolutely.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is how I first remember him. But he was part of the Traveling Wilburys. He's going to be honored as the 2017 MusicCare Person of the Year for his charitable work for the Homeless. The dinner and concert will be held on February the 10th. Imagine that, we're already talking about next February. We are, yeah. The event, a couple of days before the Grammy Awards, will benefit Music Cares, which is the Recording Academy's organization that helps musicians at the end of their life, or if they're in trouble, they have health problems, they don't have any money. This is a big thing for them. Most of these entertainment unions have these organizations that help people. The Actors Guild has the same sort of thing. They have the Actors Retirement Home, place like that, for people who have been journeymen and people that we all know in music, or in the case of actors, and they don't, you know, they've worked hard all their lives, but they don't have the kind of dough. Let's say Tom Petty has a lot of dough.
Right.
Britney Spears has a lot of dough.
Right.
But a lot of the people who work as backup for these people for their entire career.
Yep.
I was thinking of the Wrecking Crew. Those guys have played fabulously in most every song they record in L.A. for a long time.
Oh, right.
The Funk Brothers, you know, that bunch.
Yep.
Same thing. Those
yeah,
people
like and studio musicians, right. Session musicians, yeah. All of that. You know, yeah, regular yeah. Working musicians.
Yeah. Right. Petty says, I myself know many people who Music Cares has aided in desperate situations. Let me say, this is a true honor. So good for him. Tom Petty, good musician, a good heart, and a good soul, obviously. I like that and value it. 28 after the hour. As long as you lend a hand.
The Anger Chain. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When you get angry, there are at least three things you can do. You can put that anger onto others, creating a chain of anger that will likely extend far beyond yourself. You can internalize your anger by not dealing with it and just shoving it down, which is likely to result in a host of health problems for yourself later on. Or a third option is that you can bring awareness to it. In other words, you can look at your anger. You can observe it. You can even ask yourself what your anger is trying to teach you. When you bring awareness to your anger, you have a better chance of not irresponsibly starting an anger chain, and you can avoid harming yourself by shoving it down. To learn how to bring awareness to your anger and even learn from it, visit drchristianconti.com.
Remember a time in this country when you would see someone needing help and you would offer to help them with no other thought than kindness? Well, the government doesn't like that characteristic in Americans and is trying to regulate away the ability to voluntarily help your fellow man. From the Cajun Navy to rebuilding neighborhoods to cleaning graves to simply helping the person next door across the street, the government wants regulations, licenses, and fees to be involved, especially the fees. Civility has now become civil disobedience. I think it's time for the bureaucrats to go home and let Americans be what we are, Americans, who help their fellow man without thought of getting paid, getting a license, being charged a fee, and without a gun to their head. Recently in Louisiana, ordinary people took their own boats to rescue their neighbors, their pets, their possessions, because it was the right thing to do. I guess government doesn't like being reminded that it's the individual that really makes the difference. I'm Gary Rathman. This has been an...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Napa Know-How. A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
It's 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria, the DJV program. Don't forget to take that survey for a chance for you to win $300. If you take the survey, go to... we need to change that, by the way. It says gift certificates on the Facebook page, Victoria, and we're giving away cash. So can we change that? I just noticed that for the first time. Hit the survey button. Take the survey. Tell us what you like about what's going on with DJV and the survey button. Why do you listen? Tell us about you, what you think. It's all about what you think, and you'll be eligible for $300 in cash for doing that. All right. Also, as I look over facebook.com/DJV show, I see the story that so many people are talking about, the bill in Montreal, Canada, to ban pit bulls. And the kind of response that we've gotten from this, hundreds of people have liked it, had comments about it. The call for a ban of pit bulls up there, we think is a bad decision on any number of levels for any number of reasons. Excuse me. Every time there's any bad news about a dog, the assumption is always a pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Cause the problem. The public is misinformed. I will tell you, last night when Meredith and I were having a bite to eat,
It was my little pal Millie sitting next to me. She's a Staffordshire, which is a form of pit bull, and is nice and sweet. It depends on who you are and how you are. It just depends on how you. It's like your children. It's like anything. I mean, I've told this story 100 times. I've told it once. Horses, cows, any animal that you have. I know what my cows are like on the farm. My cows are brought up to be pets. So they're like dogs. They follow me to the house so they can get through the door. They are wonderful beings. These dogs are wonderful beings. So you might want to check that out. Facebook.com/DJV show and see what you can do about just, you know, presenting your point of view. Also posted today is a story about people who have a problem staying asleep. You have trouble sleeping? You have trouble falling asleep? Do you not get enough sleep? Do you wake up in the middle of the night? This is a very important discovery, if you will. There's a chart, the TCM body clock, good thing, body clock, that explains. And I think, you know what, I have this, I don't have, it's not posted at DJV show. It's posted on my personal Facebook page, so I'll send it over and we can post it on the, I'll have a conversation with both of our doctors, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. But there are a lot of different things depending on when you fall asleep. Your body clock will tell you. If you wake up between, for example, 11 and 1, you have a problem with your gallbladder. If you wake up between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m., you've got a problem with your liver. If you wake up between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., you have a problem with your lungs. And this whole thing is explained, your body clock. How many people are aware even of this? Do you pay attention to your body's clock, do you think, Victoria?
I try to, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, just except for trying to get as much sleep as possible, which is hard sometimes, I don't know that I'm doing a great job at it.
Well, it's something to be aware of. We don't think about it until there's something wrong.
Right.
That's usually what happens. It's you're wrong, or you feel like there's something wrong, but then sometimes it's too late. It's like Jack was talking yesterday about this woman who felt a lump in her breast, and instead of doing something about it, she just didn't touch that area anymore.
Oh, my God.
I laugh about that, but it's pretty sad stuff when you get right down to it. Good Lord. All right, so something to be aware of. The folks at Wells Fargo yesterday took back $41 million of pay. This is pretty bald. How do you do this? This guy, John Stumpf, who testified for Congress last week about Wells Fargo phonying up its records and firing 5,300 people for phoning up. They've got all kinds of trouble. This guy's got to go. But before he goes, he's got to give back $41 million in back compensation because under his watch, the company illegally created sham accounts. And so whereas the buck stops at the last desk, right, in the executive suite. By the way, this has been going on since 2008, apparently, at this bank. And you got to wonder how many other large banks are doing the same thing.
Yeah, who haven't just been caught. Yep.
Yeah, right. I didn't realize that many of these large companies have clawback provisions because regulators, especially bank regulators, have been, you know, the people at the top have been responsible or ought to be held responsible for the things that they have done to people like you and me. So anyway, I find it interesting that, and the other side of the story is, if you haven't heard, there are an equal number of employees who have started a class action lawsuit against the bank because they were not given promotions. In fact, they were fired because they didn't meet their quota. Mm. And as it turns out, the bank records suggest that it was impossible to meet the quota. So the only reason that the 5,300 who first got fired made the quota was because they cheated, and the 5,300 that didn't cheat got fired because they didn't meet the quota. So as it turns out, the quota was pretty impossible to meet. So now they're going to sue Wells Fargo. This is something. This is going to go down. And I say this with a certain amount of sounds like I got glee in my voice. I don't want to hurt the stockholders. Don't want to see them hurt. But you know what? It's time for these people. Movie The Big Short. Go to that and see how it is that we've all pretty much been screwed by whatever banking relationship that you have. You have been. You've been screwed. And they're back doing the same thing again with a little more regulation. My friend who runs my little local, my little bank, the bank I've been using since I was 8 years old, has three branches. That's it. The second most profitable bank in Massachusetts. They have now a staff of six people who do nothing but work on compliance and work with regulators who are in the bank every day of every week of every month of every year. There's somebody from the federal government, the state government, the banking association. They're in there all the time going over the same things. And they tell the bank, you shouldn't give that loan to that guy. Call it. And if he can't produce, then you know, he goes bankrupt or whatever it is. The banks always get hurt. And the regulators have the power to do this. How do they get the power? Because the bank screwed the public, and then the Congress overreacted. So that's why you got what you got. And that's why your relationship with your bank often is very strained. But then you got these characters like the people that run Wells Fargo who are happy to screw you over anyway. They just don't learn their lessons. And so if this guy who runs the bank has $41 million to give back, you got to wonder how much does he make in the first place.
Exactly.
So, anyway, I mean, I'm not one of these people who thinks that there ought to be compensation controls on management. I think that whatever you earn is whatever you earn. But you better do it legitimately.
Right.
Or you suffer the consequences. In this circumstance, these people are getting what they deserve. 42 and change past the hour here on the the DJV program.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get long-sleeve tees for her, just $6.99. Toddlers tops and bottoms, only $4.99. It's the lowest prices of the season at Kohl's. The Big One bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics are just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's the lowest prices of the season. Going on now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdie.
And I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. 45 after the hour with Victoria and Doug. Supreme Court, at work, back, asked to block the concussion settlement. The NFL has $1 billion concussion settlement. This is the second petition of its type been filed with the Supremers to reject this settlement of NFL concussion lawsuits because of how it treats current brain injuries versus those in the future. Former players who filed the petition complained that chronic traumatic encephalopathy, it's called CTE.
Right, that's how everyone knows of it, right?
Right, exactly. Encephalopathy is how you pronounce the word. The problems that were diagnosed before April of 2015, which was the cutoff date, that's when you get paid for anything that happened before then, and after that, you don't get paid, which these people don't think is fair. I've been pretty clear about how I feel about this. The whole business of football, which is a disgusting example of aggression and anger. These guys are taught to be angry, to go out there and kill. It's like you were at war or something. There's a lot of money at stake, to be sure. The things, what were we talking about on Monday? Wasn't it a different way you can tackle, or you could teach people? We were talking about the helmets that the early players in the 20s and 30s. My father was a very successful football player in the New Jersey League in the 1930s. And he wore one of those leather helmets. That was all he wore. Because they didn't go after. They went after your legs or your hips. They would tackle you around your waist or around your legs. They wouldn't go for your head. And so now they do. I mean, if they went back to this, wouldn't you think, would the game be that much different if, in fact, you had to play it that way? I don't know enough about football. I just know that I don't like what happens to people who get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, we were talking about, I think Rich brought up that people have mentioned that maybe the NFL should go back to fewer pads and different types of helmets. I mean, it wouldn't go back to like a leather helmet, obviously, but something that's, that would discourage people from doing the type of tackling they do now. I think that there would be such an increase in injuries during that transition before people adjusted their tackling styles that I think it would be catastrophic, really.
One of the other complaints here, as I understand it, is the plan doesn't compensate the depression, mood swings, and memory loss that they have, which become, basically all this stuff is what happens before you get dementia or Alzheimer's or something like that. And so it affects how you live your life at an earlier age if you're playing football.
Yeah, and there have been some players who've committed suicide, and only after their death they found out that they had CTE when they did an autopsy.
Right, do the autopsy, they take your brain apart. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way they found out.
I don't like reporting this, but I've said this on the air, and you have argued with me. Or I'm not sure who, maybe Jennifer did, about Jimmy Fallon, who had to be carried out of a bar on Monday night because he was so drunk.
Where was this?
This was in New York City in a bar called Manitoba's.
My boyfriend was at Manitoba's last night. Wow, okay.
Very good. He would have the bartender hook up the music. He had his phone, and he hooked it up to the system. He was there until 3 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday and had to be carried out and brought home with an escort. I mean, this is very, very sad. But people who say, oh, how do you know that? Well, there's another example of it. Success that some people can't handle. That's really what it sort of boils down to. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Minutes at the hour now with the Doug and Victoria checking technology. Some more bad news for Samsung. We'll go through that. And a new police watch app has been developed by the American Civil Liberties Union. This ought to... Talking about beating the dead horse. Let's see what comes out of this in a moment here.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for 6 people facing forward, 2 people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
All right, let's get back to our overview of technology. Let's first talk about, Victoria, this new police watch app from the ACLU. Interesting, they would be developing apps, but maybe it's a sign of the times, as it were. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a really interesting app. It's called Mobile Justice, and the ACLU has developed this phone app for iOS and Android. It's basically, it will assist you in recording and reporting police conduct. So instead of just using your camera phone or the camera function on your phone and recording things, this all goes right into the app, and it has a Know Your Rights section of the app, and it will also send to your state, because each state has has different laws and different things that are allowed and not allowed. And so the app literally does everything for you. If you're witnessing any type of police misconduct, go right into the app, record it, and everything will be done for you. So it's interesting. It's available in both English and Spanish, and I do think it's an absolute sign of the times.
If this would create more trouble than it solves, one would wonder. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. This is a brand new app, and it's free, so we'll see how this develops.
All right. Samsung says it's an active discussion with the Consumer Product Safety Commission about how to handle a Galaxy Note 7 smartphone that's blowing up everywhere. They said the other day they had 60% or so of them back again.
Right.
And those who haven't brought them back, one would wonder why you haven't brought them back. So what else here is...
well, now...
none of this is good.
Yeah, well, now this is their washing machines are exploding.
Samsung washing machines.
Yes.
Oh.
So it's not just the Note 7, which was a really, really big hit for Samsung, but now their top-loading washing machines are posing a safety risk. They're saying that you should use everything on a lower, delicate speed, but people are reporting only putting two sheets in, which is obviously a very, very small load, and one machine exploded and literally carried itself across the room, and
when they jump 2 feet into
Jeepers
Crow.
Yeah,
by Kenmore or some of the American made. One wonders even if those are made in America anymore.
But Kenmore is Sears, right?
Yeah, right. And some of this stuff is not so good.
I doubt
anymore.
That's made here.
Yeah, probably not.
So if you have a Samsung top loading machine, you can go on to Samsung's website and check the serial number against the ones that they're recalling.
All right, if you're not an Amazon Prime user, I have it, but I don't know that I know how to use it, actually. The folks at Amazon may be ripping you off. There's a new report from an organization that suggests Amazon's algorithm seems to steer customers toward higher prices rather than the cheapest option. Like you get with books, you have 87 different, you can buy it used from this place and get it over there new from that place. But so why isn't that just business? I think this is a warning to people. Just be smart about how you're buying or using Amazon Prime, right?
Well, if you're not an Amazon Prime member, which to me, if you order, even if you just order Christmas gifts from Amazon, being a Prime member for $99 for the whole year is worth it because you get free 2-day shipping all the time. But if you're not an Amazon Prime member, then you have to make sure you check those prices, really, really dig into it.
Carefully. 59 past the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.